The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it is time for the bookshelf again here on The Hard Shoulder. Adele Coffey, the author, was with me last week. House of Mirth by Edith Wharton, she placed on The Hard Shoulder bookshelf. The great Irish actress, Eilish O'Carroll, is with me now. Eilish, it's good to see you.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
It's been a long time,
Well, it has.
Yep.
It has, yeah. You kept saying no, you see, to things.
Well, not really. It was kind of... You're so busy. Would you do it tomorrow? No, it's too late. Old news by tomorrow.
So listen, this is very exciting, picking your favourite book. It's hard to pick a favourite book.
Right.
But anyway.
Yep.
You've managed to do it.
Oh, I have managed to pick my favourite. Well, my favourite at the moment.
Okay.
And because books change, don't they?
Yeah,
you know,
they
until you read the next one, you go, oh my God, that's
now my favourite.
But I did pick my favourite because I would read it again. And the author, I've read both of his, well, he's I think he's got four or five titles out, but I read his first book, which was The Kite Runner, and then followed by A Thousand Splendid Suns, and both of them, it would be hard to say which one was my favourite, but God, A Thousand Splendid Suns is my favourite book of all time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So that's going up on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf.
Absolutely.
That
A Thousand Splendid Suns.
By Khaled Hosseini.
It's a great read. Do you want to know what it's about?
Tell me all about it.
Because I really would like people to read it. It is a fantastic...
Well, don't give anything
very
away.
Very sad.
Yeah.
But it's a story about, it was set in the 1960s in Afghanistan, and it's primarily about two women, and it's a story about love, hope, courage, and friendship. And everything is in there. There's abuse, there is fear, there's control, there's a little bit of what Afghanistan was like in the 60s, particularly for women. It's now gone back to that, unfortunately, where women were not allowed to be educated and didn't have a say and so on and so forth. But these two women find themselves, bizarrely, become firm friends. Initially, they are actually enemies because of the situation that they're brought into, but they become firm friends. And as I say, it really is about women reinventing themselves, and it's about women having the courage to endure. The endurance is just, and you will cry.
Really?
And you will actually, there is a feel-good factor about it as well at the end. And through the book, you realise that, you know, life can be very hard for some people. But the amazing courage and strength and endurance that people show is just, it's inspiring. And that's very hopeful. I mean, you realise, no, you could actually, you can actually bear an awful lot of ills.
The backdrop is quite similar to The Kite Runner then as well, isn't it?
Have you read The Kite Runner?
I have read The Kite Runner.
The backdrop is the same, set it again in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He obviously writes about what he knows.
Yeah.
And again, it's a very inspiring story because that's about loyalty and betrayal and friendship.
Yeah.
And again, what the human nature will actually tolerate. Because again, he gives you a good insight into Afghanistan and its culture and the war, but he doesn't harp on it. It's a backdrop to it, right? It's a backdrop to the story. But it's how these two boys who are great friends, so close, actually almost like brothers, and they grew up together. One managed to get away with his father to America during the Troubles and during the war, and he remained with his father in Afghanistan, but they get back together again. But again, it is a story that you have to read. You can't put it down, can you?
No.
It's one of those, I have to keep what's going to go
but
on.
But it's like, and I haven't read A Thousand Splendid Suns, but the way you describe about the amount of kind of hardship that you can endure and you can carry. I mean, there's a lot of hardship and sacrifice and everything in The Kite Runner
as
well.
Huge amount of sacrifices.
But we won't give away the endings or anything, but there's a, I guess they could be interpreted different ways, but I think they're hopeful.
Oh, yes.
They are.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what we are, they're like the good and the bad in human nature. And he writes about that. I mean, when he's talking about the issues and
the
what they're experiencing, and it is the good and the bad. And you question whether you could do that. And actually, I suppose, yeah, we all are capable of doing that.
Yeah.
It depends on the circumstances and what drives us to be good or what drives us to be bad. It is. It's amazing. I loved it. And again, it's a book I would read again.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'd have to because you're just... So he's a beautiful writer.
Yeah.
He's an easy read as well.
Yeah.
And I found that really inspiring. Really inspiring.
Have you a certain type or style of book that you go back to?
I like stories about reinvention. I like stories about people...
Why is that achieving, now, Eilish?
I don't know, because I've done it myself so often. But people achieving things against all odds.
Yeah.
And it gives you great hope. So I love books. Now, I also love thrillers. I love murder mysteries. So I can go the other end of the scale.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too gruesome, but I do like a really
sometimes
good detective
you just can't
story.
Beat a good straightforward, there's a dead body
yes.
and you're trying to work
yeah,
out
yeah,
who
I'm
did
trying
it.
To work out who's done
yeah.
it. And I love when I get
some
it right.
Some taciturn detective who has a drinking
problem. I love when I get it right.
His family
are gone.
You
get it right in the first you know, chapter. You go, yeah,
yes.
I know who's done it. I know who's done this. Yeah, I really do enjoy a good detective story as well.
So what are you reading at the moment?
So at the moment, I am reading, again, it's a detective story, and I couldn't even tell you who the writer is, because a lot of my stuff I go on Audible.
Oh, yeah, you listen, do you?
Because I do a lot of walking and it's great, you know, to keep me out there walking with the dog and it's great listening to it. And it's the time as well. You can fit in a lot of books when you're listening to them.
Do you listen to it at normal pace? Some people listen to it sped up.
No. I'm normal pace.
Okay,
I can't listen to it sped up.
Yeah, I find that weird.
Yeah,
the chipmunks.
No, I listen to it. And it really depends on the narrator as well.
Yeah.
If you have a good narrator, then you can really listen. Some people's voices, I go, oh, I can't listen to this for 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's too grating or it's too Americanized or whatever. But it's, if she only knew it's called, can't remember the author.
Okay.
And it's a detective story. It's about a detective.
If only there was a big global tech company that invented a way that we could look up something.
Absolutely.
And find out the information.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
What's it called, did you say there, Eilish?
Sure, it's called If She Only Knew.
If she only knew.
And it's about a detective. She's retired and she comes out of retirement.
Lisa Jackson?
Hmm?
By Lisa Jackson.
Yes, that's
If
it.
She Only Knew.
If She Only Knew.
There you are.
And I'm listening to that at the moment.
Okay.
And again, the only thing that's putting me off is the narrator.
Oh, not the author, no.
Not the author, but it's well written, but it's the narrator. I'm going, you could put a little bit of feeling into your voice here.
Yeah.
You know, you could put a little bit of drama at that point. She's very kind of just flat.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm not inspired to keep listening to you, right?
Mm.
But that's what I'm reading at the moment.
I know it doesn't, there's a skill in it, so not all authors will do it, but it's great when the author narrates it. Sinead O'Connor's book, if you listened, listen to it.
Yeah.
Don't read it, listen to it. It's just brilliant, brilliant. I know it's a random one, Matthew McConaughey.
Right, yeah.
His book, and that would be now... If someone said to me, read Matthew McConaughey's book, But I listened to it and it's brilliant. He's laughing at his own little joke.
Yeah.
Like things come up and you can see what matters to him.
Yeah.
And he is a mad.
Yeah.
His parents divorced and remarried twice, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Remarried each other.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
they divorced, remarried each other, and then remarried
to
each
be
other.
Sure, to be sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you read, which I've just finished reading, Lessons in Chemistry?
No. Is that good?
That is good.
And
again, it's a good listen.
Okay.
Very funny. Very, very funny. And it's about a scientist, actually. She's research, mainly research. And in the 60s, when women shouldn't be scientists, and so it didn't go down too well. She's not really accepted by her peers or anything like that. But she's very matter-of-fact kind of character. Anyway, the heel of the hunt, she loses her job and she ends up running or starring in her own cookery show on TV, which she approaches again on a very scientific basis. So when she gives her classes, to the audience. I mean, it's a great story.
Okay.
Very, very funny and certainly worth reading.
All right, we've got four recommendations then this week. Mm. We have Lessons in Chemistry by Bandy Garmus, Lisa Jackson's book, If She Only Knew, and A Thousand Splendid Suns by Khaled Hosseini is going up on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. You know what? We don't usually allow it, but I might stick up The Kite Runner as well beside it, will we?
Okay, go on.
Just for you, Eilish.
Yeah,
just for you.
Do.
We're putting two
please
on it this week because they're the same author and because it's you.
Yeah.
Eilish O'Carroll's great, great recommendations. Eilish, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million.
Listen, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.